Nerds. We are back with the answer of the week, the official Not Safe for Wankers audio blog. We're going to do a different W every time. It's going to be tons of fun.
Joe Patrick, I think they got it.
Tell these kids what the question of the week was.
This week's question was, there's no getting around it. Hollywood is going to alter our beloved comic properties in some way after they get their filthy paws on them. Give us your vote for best and worst examples of these changes. And we didn't just mean, like, name the best and worst comic book movies. We meant, like,
the actual,
you know,
changes,
what?
The things that they changed for the better or for the worse.
Like organic web shooters.
Organic web shooters is a good example of something that would go into the worse category.
Depending on who you ask.
Is there anybody out there who's like, no way, man, I liked it. It makes more sense.
Well, the thing is that I see why they did it. I understand the Hollywood reason, but I still didn't like it. Like, yeah. I like the fact that Peter Parker is a genius, and he developed the web fluid and built these machines all on his own.
Right.
And it doesn't, you know, like we said on the show, it doesn't get into the weird, like, where do the webs come from? Does he have to eat a lot more food? Right. Is he pooping when he does that?
Right, which is the question I would have to ask. Is this poop?
It's poop webs. Don't get them in your mouth.
Let's start with best before we do worst. Let's start with best. And that's not my worst, by the way.
Sure. Some of our listeners already mentioned it, but I think one of my best is the change to the end of the Watchmen movie.
I totally agree.
Where they made Dr. Manhattan the scapegoat for Ozymandias' plan.
And I'm going to go as far as to say better ending than the comic book. Really, better ending.
Right. Well, because, I mean, you're condensing a 12-issue storyline down to 2-plus hours. The world, it's not, I think the world at large is not really going to buy. I think the idea of a fake alien invasion is too much.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And especially when it's set in the 80s and the nuclear threat is right there. It's in everybody's head. It's what they're all worried about. It's perfect.
You blame it on the godlike creature that humanity already knows exists. And you still get to have him going off to Mars or whatever to build his world. At the end, like, nothing changes for him.
No, and they stay true to the story for the most part and the way that it ended and stuff like that. But I thought it was better executed. I really did. You know what else? V for Vendetta.
Too.
The end of V for Vendetta, way better than the end of the book.
I never read V for Vendetta, the comic, so
they
I can't really
kept you hanging, and I really... No, not kept you hanging. Obviously, there was more of the story to be told, and that's what he was doing. But they kind of sealed it up nice and tight with the end of the movie.
Natalie Portman gained the ability to see the Matrix.
I don't think that was in that movie.
And she could alter the program.
No. No. I'm going to edit this part out because that's not very funny.
That is funny because V for Vendetta was the guy from the Matrix.
He was Agent Smith. That's right.
Come on, man. Keep up.
All right.
These are the jokes, folks.
Let's go worst. I'm going to say, popping into my head immediately, and there was a lot of things, like I could yell about the Kingpin, I could yell about Elektra, I could yell about all these little things, but the most egregious that I can think of that really offended me and upset me, and I think upset X-fans specifically, was taking the Dark Phoenix saga and condensing it to a 5-minute plot line in X-Men 3. The entire Dark Phoenix saga. And not only do they take the Dark Phoenix saga and smash it into this nice, neat little package that's over in 20 minutes, but they end it with Wolverine killing Phoenix when he was surrounded by hypodermic needles full of whatever it was that shut off your mutant powers. But right. Nope, not going to do that. I'm going to murder her. Like, that's what I'm going to do.
She couldn't be stopped. No, I agree. That's pretty bad. For me, my worst, I think my worst is in Spider-Man 3, where they decided that the Sandman killed Uncle Ben.
That was pretty dumb. Yeah, that was pretty stupid. That was worse than the musical numbers.
Yeah. We don't need that added layer to connect the Sandman to Spider-Man's story.
Right, to bring us all full circle.
In fact, it makes it much, much, much more Unforgivable at the end when Spider-Man just decides to let him go.
Yeah, totally stupid.
So right after, not only is this not guy only did he decide to let him murderer, go,
it was he's a confessed murderer that was just as big as a skyscraper and beating on your chest, trying to murder you. And then he's like, oh, sorry how that went down, like, man.
I have a sick daughter. I didn't like it. I didn't need it. I also didn't really need, for as cheesy and poorly executed as it was, I think they got Eddie Brock fairly right, the rival photographer and all that.
Yeah, he was great. I thought he was really good.
But I'm also not really, and this I suppose is, you know, the Ultimate Universe started this idea, but I don't need the idea that Spider-Man went to high school with Mary Jane, you know, that he knew everybody he knows now from the very beginning.
Yeah, I know. And I agree with that.
That's a small thing. I mean, it doesn't bother
That's
me that
not the
much,
worst. That doesn't go in the worst category, though.
It's just, you know, we get it. Mary Jane's a thing. We don't need her to be in the origin story.
I want to go back to X-Men. And I want to go back to X-Men 2, which was a movie that I loved. We all really, really liked. Probably the best X-Men film. I hate what they did to Nightcrawler with the weird scars on his face and hands. These are angel drawings. I drew them on myself to be closer to God. Like, Nightcrawler is not a lunatic. That is just stupid.
I eat my own fingernails.
Yeah, and it added nothing to the character. And also, in that movie, and this was not a mistake as much as perhaps just a missed chance, you know, like you really dropped the ball on this one. Colossus shows up and goes, I want to help. And we're all like, yes, please transform into Metal Colossus guy and go do something awesome. And they're like, no, get out of here. And he goes, okay. And leaves.
You know, like, but that's off topic. That's not a change.
So. No, it's not a change, but that's just a missed opportunity. That's
sure,
all that is.
Sure. You know, like, and you know, they really did
put
them in the third one.
Yeah, where he looked like the Silver Surfer. It was great.
He did look like the Silver Surfer.
Totally great. When the Silver Surfer fought the Boner later on in that movie.
Oh,
the
God.
The guy that was supposed to be, he was supposed to be Omega Red, and he was firing bones out of his wrist.
Was he, or?
They called him Omega Mutant, is what it was in the credits. Mutant.
I thought one of them was supposed to be like Marrow, but I don't know.
This was
you
a
could be
dude
right.
that they called Omega Mutant, and we ended up calling him the Boner because he was shooting bones.
it's all coming back to me now. I remember that.
Yeah, all the Morlocks, for that matter. Like, all the Morlocks were basically like ravers. They're like, oh, yeah, we want to dance.
Yeah, they
and
were like, super hot.
We dress like future dance kids or whatever. Like, we just got done partying with Morpheus down in the cavern, and now, you know, we're gonna like. These are the Morlocks? Like, they're supposed to be freaky, ugly. Like, they're not the pretty mutants. They're supposed
to be scary mutants. Where was Tar Baby? That's what I want to know.
Or Callisto.
That's
famously
racist.
Ugly Callisto. Yeah, that is racist. We might have to edit that.
No, listen, it's in Marvel continuity. I'm not saying it's a sensitive name.
There was a character named Tar Baby. This is
there was a character named Tar Baby.
We didn't come up with it.
He did get murdered in the Morlock in the Mutant Massacre. Going back a little bit, it's touching on the Spider-Man Sandman thing. I think it's also in hindsight, though at the time I didn't mind it too much. I think it was kind of unnecessary for Joker to be the one that killed the Waynes in the original Batman movie.
Oh, yeah. No, that was just stupid. That was totally stupid.
Like, you really need that extra motivation to punch the psychopath that's poisoning Gotham City.
Yeah, that's just dumb. Now, I really like what Nolan did with Bane, as far as the change go, not making him related to Bruce Wayne, but making him sort of following in Bruce Wayne's footsteps.
Sure.
Like, that was so much cooler than, like, Bane's your stepbrother, sort of. You know,
that was kind of a forgotten plot point that I don't think ever got confirmed, but
that was a fantastic change. I love what they did with
Bane. I also didn't mind, you know, folding Ra's al Ghul into the training of Bruce Wayne.
Not at all. That doesn't bother me at all.
it makes a lot more sense than the whole Lazarus Pit thing, which I was kind of hoping for, but I'm glad they didn't actually do.
Yeah, it makes way more sense rather than, yeah, the Lazarus Pit story and the, I've decided you're the guy to follow in my footsteps because you're an eco-terrorist just like me. Oh, wait a minute. Actually, you're not. You're not at all.
I have another vote for best, and I know that I'll get made fun of for it. For as bad as that movie was, I think the best thing that the Wolverine solo movie did was make Sabretooth Wolverine's brother.
Yo, I agree.
Which is exactly how it always should have been in the comics.
Yeah,
and
not,
never
not half brother, no, but full on brother.
I think in the, I don't think he's related at all. Like, if you go to the original origin,
same mom, different dad. It was same mom, different dad in that origin book.
A dog. Was Mr. Logan's brother, or was Mr. Logan's son Wolverine's half brother?
Right.
Not Sabretooth. Dog is not Sabretooth.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
Because he's coming back this year in Wolverine and the X-Men.
You're right. He's not Sabretooth. I forgot.
And that's such a missed opportunity. Why didn't they just make him Sabretooth?
Yeah, I don't know.
Instead, we get Jeff Loeb's ridiculous evolution storyline.
Right.
Wolverine and Sabretooth are descended from a race of dogs or something.
Romulus. The first dog man or whatever the hell he is. Yeah.
They just did another story where Sabretooth came back from the dead, where Jeff Loeb essentially undid his own story.
Yeah, it's true.
Where one of the characters actually says, that was all bullshit. You didn't actually believe that, did you? And so I don't know what they were thinking, why they thought that
maybe
that was
part
fly.
Of the deal. He's like, I've got this great Wolverine story. And they're like, all right, before you do that, you need to fix some stuff.
Right.
You know, like, we don't care how you fix it, but it has to be fixed.
But I thought that that was one of the only things the Wolverine movie actually did right. Sabretooth should be Wolverine's brother. That's it.
And they should fight back to back, you know, where they like put their backs to each other and they're like, back to back. Just yeah. Like in World War One, back to back, just like in the Civil War.
yeah, exactly. I totally agree.
That movie was fucking horrible. God, I hate it. All right, we're rambling. Thanks again for listening, for suffering through another answer of the week. We'll be back in a more timely fashion next week with an answer to the question of the week. And if you have a question for us, hit us up at our birthday party. Details to come. Joe Patrick is working on an invitation that's going up on the website tonight with all the information you need to Skype or tweet your question at us at our birthday party this Saturday.
Are you going to have this done tonight?
Yeah.
Are they going to hear it?
Yeah, we're putting it up right away. I mean, that's your job. I've done mine.
Don't you have to add music to it?
It takes no time.
All right, then. Get it done.
You kidding me? He thinks I work so hard on this show.
That's because all you ever do is tell me how hard you work on this show.
We're out.